2011. First win here and third top 10 finish in three races at Chicagoland Speedway. Pretty big win, obviously, Justin. Big night, too. You're now fourth in the points, 11 points out. So our top four are separated by 11. You're right back in it. Your teammate leads. Lots going on today. Talk about it.
My teammate's leading, huh?
Yeah, Reed.
Wow. All right. That's awesome. It was a great night. You know, I just can't thank Steve and Sandra Turner enough for giving me the opportunity to do this. And unfortunately, 88, I think it was like 43, so I almost doubled what it took me to win the first one. So we got to cut that a little bit shorter. But, you know, to come back home, for Chicagoland to be my new home track, to have Brandt Professional Agriculture from Springfield, Illinois, on the car this weekend, have all of their guests here, and to unload and not be as good as we wanted to be yesterday, to be able to stand here right now and be in victory lane is unbelievable. I mean, these guys worked their tails off in the pits. They had great pit stops all night. I guess we were pretty good on our fuel calculations too, which is never a bad thing. And just can't thank these guys enough. And you know, Hendrick Power and all the guys at Turner Motorsports for the equipment that they're building. You know, thank God for giving me the ability. I'm not going to lie. At the end of last year, I didn't know whether I'd even be able to get back out on the racetrack and let alone win another one. So it's a big big win. Special thanks to Nationwide Insurance for all they do for this sport. That was I hope the fans enjoyed that race. I know from the cockpit it was a great race and a lot of fun. There was times I was probably screaming a little bit on the radio, but all in all, a great night and one that I'll definitely never forget.
Crew Chief Jimmy Ellich takes Justin to his first win this year, and it was quite an exciting evening all the way around. He talked about fuel calculation. We saw some people drop off there at the end. Talk about how exciting that was for you guys at the end.
Well, it's always exciting when it comes down to fuel mileage for us.
I think you're on there.
You got me?
There you go.
Hello, hello.
There you go.
It's always exciting when it comes down to these fuel mileage races. I kind of enjoy them and feel like we've put ourselves in position multiple times to capitalize on it and figure one of these days we're going to luck into one and get it. But, you know, it was a really stressful race for me. I mean, with, you know, with our sponsors being here and their headquarters being here, you put a lot of emphasis on trying to you try to win every week, but you try to put extra emphasis into the ones that mean the most. You know, no extra pressure, but they said they were only going to have a couple hundred extra people here. And they're all going to be here, too, and hanging out with us on the pit box. And, you know, and you want to do good for your sponsors. And, you know, we've had some good runs, and we've been off probably for about the last 3 or 4 weeks and, you know, been wondering why and been, you know, it was a stressful night last night. I went to bed you know, shortly after the garage closed, and I got the motel, and I just didn't really have a good idea what we needed in the car today, and you know, kind of slept on it, and woke up this morning early, and sat in a room, and watched a little bit of TV, and thought about it, and came in here, and changed quite a bit of stuff this morning, and quite honestly, I didn't think that it would work out as good as it did. Fortunately, it did, and I think we may have learned some things today, and you know, we didn't just luck into the win. You know, we had a competitive car. You know, we got off say the 3/4 mark of the race. And then made some big adjustments there the last run and put 4 tires on it and hoped we could save enough fuel to make it to the end, and it all worked out.
And he knew that it was my birthday on Monday, and he knew that the pressure of me not letting him down was probably more than anything. Because my wife told me if I won the race, I could get a go-kart, so I'm holding her to that.
No pressure on Ashley at all.
Well, Jimmy's the one selling me the go-kart, so I have a feeling he had as much in it as I did.
I still feel sorry for Ashley. If you have questions for Justin or Jimmy, raise your hand, please. We've got the mic for you. Name and affiliation.
Hey, Justin. Chris Hine from the Chicago Tribune. At what point did you run out of fuel, and what was your reaction when you did? And did you see Trevor coming up from behind you there?
Well, it's funny. We were coming off of turn two, and we were catching Carl pretty quickly. And I didn't know, you know, coming on the white flag lap, I didn't know if we'd have enough time to get by him or not. We got to the exit, too. Right as he got out to the wall, he started wiggling pretty good, and I knew he must have been out. So I got a big grin on my face from ear to ear and turned left, and as soon as I got even with him, mine ran out of fuel. So, you know, it was one of those things where I just had a little bit more momentum. You know, I had probably an extra 100 feet of being on the throttle and not, you know, having the gas. So that was a big help. As far as everybody else coming, you know, I saw somebody coming off a turn four, a white car. I don't know who it was, but I thought we were going to get passed right at the start-finish line to lose the race. And ended up it was a lap car, and I don't know how close Trevor and them ended up getting up there to us. But, you know, all in all, it was one of those things where we knew we were going to be close. I mean, Jimmy kept telling me, he's like, save me as much as you can. And I kept trying to roll as far as I could through the corners. And
he would go faster.
And I would go faster.
That's every time you tell him, save fuel, he'd pick up 2 tenths.
Yeah, that's usually my my common problem. So
I'm going to tell you, save fuel whenever I need to go faster next time.
Well, I've learned with Jimmy that pretty much every lap on the racetrack you need to save fuel. So tonight was no different, and luckily enough, it was just enough to be able to get us across the finish line. Although I'm mad at him, though, because he didn't give me enough fuel to do a burnout, and I didn't get to do much celebrating, but it was worth it.
Chuck Zimmerman with DomesticFuel.com. With Brant having a connection to farmers, and can you make a comment? We had a lot of farmers out here today. You guys are running on a 15% blend of ethanol produced by a lot of these corn growers. What do you think about that? What do you have to say to the farmers?
Well, I'll tell you, when we started talking to the folks at Brant about trying to do something, they were pumped up about the NASCAR program, and then shortly after we started talking to them, NASCAR announced that they were going to do the American Ethanol Initiative and run the E15, and so it was kind of a win-win for them, because obviously the American farmer is what their target is, and I think the most important part, though, is that, getting their product out there. It's funny, we were talking the other day, there's a customer of theirs that's a bit stubborn, I guess, if you will, that just tried some of the new products and fell in love with them. And so the more awareness we can get about their brand and their products, hopefully not only can we help, provide fuel and corn for these race cars, but just increase yields in general. And I think having them here, being in corn community, I mean, really, honestly, Illinois is a hotbed of cornfields, and not only there, but the surrounding areas. To have all the farmers here, and to have the folks from Brant, I mean, they brought a lot of customers out today, and I feel like it was just a great opportunity to have them all here. I know that they've been very impressed with NASCAR and the way that they've been able to promote themselves and the sport. So it's been a win-win, and to do it at our home state, their home state, that just makes it that much better.